Here, the term bull evidently pertains to tasks that are pointless, in that they have nothing much to do with the primary intent or justifying purpose of the enterprise which requires them. Spit and polish and red tape do not genuinely contribute, it is presumed, to the real purposes of military personnel or government officials, even though they are imposed by agencies or agents that purport to be conscientiously devoted to the pursuit of those purposes. Thus, the unnecessary routine tasks or ceremonial that constitute bull are disconnected from the legitimating motives of the activity upon which they intrude. Just as the things people say in bull sessions are disconnected from their settled beliefs, and as bullshit is disconnected from a concern with the truth. The term bull is also employed in a rather more widespread and familiar usage, as a somewhat less coarse equivalent of bullshit. In an entry for bull as so used, the OED suggests the following as definitive: trivial, insincere, or untruthful talk or writing. Nonsense. Now, it does not seem distinctive of bull either that it must be deficient in meaning or that it is necessarily unimportant. So nonsense and trivial, even apart from their vagueness, seem to be on the wrong track. The focus of insincere or untruthful is better, but it needs to be sharpened. It may be noted that the inclusion of insincerity among its essential conditions would imply that bull cannot be produced inadvertently, for it hardly seems possible to be inadvertently insincere. The entry at hand also provides the following two definitions. 1914 dialect notes: bull, talk which is not to the purpose, hot air. 1932 Times Literary Supplement: bull is the slang term for a combination of bluff, bravado, hot air, and what we used to call in the Army, kidding the troops. Not to the purpose is appropriate, but it is both too broad in scope and too vague. It covers digressions and innocent irrelevancies, which are not invariably instances of bull. Furthermore, saying that bull is not to the purpose leaves it uncertain what purpose is meant. The reference in both definitions to hot air is more helpful.